Shalom to all. Today's office in Shalom Shabbos Taf Nun Zayin. We are starting Nun Vav Amabez about two lines off from the bottom with the words Al Daite and the Nun Source Daf. It's about halfway through Mem Vav Amabez. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we were right in the middle of Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar. If one gets Malkus for plowing on Shemitah, Rabbi Lazar says yes because he learns a Klal Prat. There's a Klal which is an Asay and that's important that land must rest on Shemitah, and then there's a Prat singling out a Lav that one is not allowed to plant or prune. Now this Klal Prat teaches us that anything which is Avoyd Bakarka or Beilon Dahainu, all land-related activities are actually a lav, and one would therefore receive malchus for plowing on Shemitah. Rabbi Yechon argues, because a klal uprat can't be learned between an asay and a lav, and therefore one would not get malchus for plowing on Shemitah. So we further analyze. Al daita Rabbi Lazar, that's proper girsa. Nicha, according to Rabbi Lazar, makes sense that mutar l'chorban bar shechin ma'arais on Shemitah, one would be allowed to dig pits, ditches, and caves in their land, because it's not working with the field, it's not readying it for planting, it's not working with trees, he's just digging a ditch for himself, and that would be perfectly okay. Nun zayin omalaf on top, but al daita Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, would one be allowed to dig these things in his field on Shemitah? Perhaps we say that Kashem She'in Malam Del Inyan Isser, the same way Rabbi Yechonon doesn't learn this Klal Uprat for Isser, Kach L'Inyan Heter Lo Yilamdu. Maybe he also doesn't learn it for Heter, and perhaps he doesn't allow the ground to be touched at all whatsoever on Shemitah. Since he doesn't learn it L'Isser like Rabbi Lazar does, maybe he doesn't learn it L'Heter either. And on this, on Rabbi Bakar Tignah, he answers, Time to Rabbi Yechonon's source for allowing digging such things on Shemitah is the following. The Pasuk says, Sheish Shanim Tizra, 6 years you shall plant, and what's the diak from there, v'loy b'shvias, one is not allowed to do this on Shemitah. The Pasuk also says, Sheshem tizmer kamecha, 6 years you shall trim your vines. And what's the diak from here, v'loy b'shvias, just not on Shemitah. Now this is called Michlal Hain Atashime Alav. The Pasuk is telling us a yes. Yes, during 6 years you're allowed to plant and trim. But we learn a lav from there that we're not allowed to do this on Shemitah. However, kol loysa asei shuba mikoich asei, aseihu. Any loysa asei that comes from an asei, Michlal Hain Atashime Alav, like we just explained, it really only has the status of an asei and not a loysa asei. And now that means that even according to Rabbi Yechonon, we have a klal uprat. The klal is that the land has to rest on Shemitah. The prat is that certain things are not allowed to be done. This all fits under an asay, and therefore he learns very similar to Rabbi Lazar that just like the prat has to do with working in a field or trimming vines, so too the only stream that we have are things like that. But digging pits, ditches, and caves isn't working with a field or with trees or anything like that, and therefore it is permitted. Now continuing to discuss the lav of Charisha, which we had said according to Rabbi Yechonon, one's not going to get malchus if he does this on Shemitah. The question is, v'ayver ba'asay, is he at least going to be ayver? So Rabbi Yisrael Aimer, he says, Afilo Aseim Bay, there isn't even an Aseh according to Rabbi Yechonon. Or Rabbi Yirmiyah Aimer, he says, Ayver Ba'Aseh, he is Ayver Na'Aseh. Now asking on Shitas Rabbi Yisrael, the question is, V'lai Demi L'Ksiv, so in regards to what does the Pasuk tell us, V'shav Sa'aretz Shabbos La'Hashem? The Pasuk tells us very clearly that the land has to rest. In regards to what else is it telling us that there's an Isra Aseh to do on Shemitah, if not plow? And the answer is no, L'inyin Lois Aseh Shabbai. It's regarding its Lois Aseh. Even according to Rabbi Yechonon, there's an Isra Lois Aseh to plant or trim trees on Shemitah. That's because the Pasuk says so beferush, and that's what this Isser Asay is telling us, that if a person does one of these lois assays, he's going to be chayv two things, one lois assay and one assay, and it's actually not talking about Charisha at all. Now we bring up something else in regards to Shemitah, and we're going to explain it according to Shittas Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Lazar. So there's a brass that tells us, yachayu loikin al teisefes. One might think that you would get malchus for teisefes Shemitah. Now there's a concept called teisefes Shemitah, it's adding on to Shemitah, if you will, and this brass says you might think you're going to get malchus if you're over on teisefes Shemitah, and the question is, what is this teisefes Shemitah we're referring to? So Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Yechonon explains his brayse as saying, you might think that you're going to get malchus for charisha on Shemitah. According to Rabbi Yechonon, charisha on Shemitah is considered toisefes because it's not written explicitly in the Torah. So the brayse is telling us, you might think that you're going to get malchus if you're over charisha on Shemitah. Which Rabbi Lazar Pasla Masnisa, he explains it as follows, you might think you're going to get malchus for the Isser Shnei Prakim Rishayim. When we say toisefes Shemitah, this is actually usually what we're referring to, that there's an Isser to do certain avaidus in the land even before Shemitah, all the way at the end of the sixth year. That's what's called Shnei Prakim Rishayim, because there's two different points in time that one has to stop doing these avaidas. And that's why Rabbi Lazar explains this question of the Braisa, you might think you're going to get malchus on Teisefes Shemitah. Now we explain the answer, why one is not going to get malchus, is Tanai Tani, there are those that teach that the reason why one's not going to get malchus is based off of this pasuk, Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha Sheishanim Tizmar Kamecha, and is Tanai Tani, there are those that teach that the reason why one's not going to get malchus for Teisefes Shemitah is because Sadchal Isizra Vacharmachal Isizmar. Now, Ma'an Demar Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha Sheishanim Tizmar Kamecha, Misayel Rabbi Lazar, that's proper Girsa. The one that quotes this pasuk, that's right for Rabbi Lazar. Because again, Rabbi Lazar is talking about doing something before Shemitah, as a limud would be, that the pasuk's telling us, for 6 years, you're allowed to plant and trim. And that tells us that even if a person does something during those 6 years that really maybe should not be done because of the din of Teisefes Shemitah, nonetheless, he's not going to get malchus, because at the end of the day, the pasuk does tell us that for 6 years, you're allowed to do this work. And Uman Demar, Sod Chol Isizr, Vakar Mechol Isizmar, according to the second Mandomar, that quotes this pasuk that tells us that you're not going to get malchus for Teisefes Shemitah, Misael Rabbi Yechonon, that's right for Rabbi Yechonon. Tanan, because Rabbi Yochanan explained that Tosefes Shemitah that we're talking about here is something on Shemitah. And since this pasuk is talking about on Shemitah, don't plant and don't trim on Shemitah, the pasuk is clearly telling us that these are the surim one is going to get malchus for, as opposed to Harisha, one won't get malchus for. Now we focus on Shittas Rabbi Lazar. Masnisa Pligal Rabbi Lazar. It seems to be the following Braisa is not like Rabbi Lazar. Remember, Shittas Rabbi Lazar is that we're able to learn a klalu prat even based off of an assay and a lois assay. The klal is an assay, the prat is a lois assay. We still could learn a klalu prat like this. And here's the question on him. But beforehand, we have to be makdim with a pasuk. We know there's an isra of shchut echutz, one's not allowed to shechta karbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, and we have two psukim regarding this. One pasuk tells us, Hishamar lecha pen tala oilosecha, you should be careful lest you bring up your oilos in any place that you feel like doing it, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then the next pasuk tells us that kim b'makam ashrivcha Hashem, only the place that Hashem chooses, sham tala oilosecha v'sham taseh, that's where you should bring up your oilos, and that's where you should do everything. And so here's the question. Hishamar b'loisaseh, pen b'loisaseh. This first pasuk that we quoted that said, Hishamar lecha pen tala oilosecha, this word of Hishamar and this word of pen, they're both words of loisaseh. And so that pasuk is the loisaseh, don't bring your karbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Then the second pasuk tells us, Sham tala oilosecha v'sham taseh. That's obviously the aseh. What do we learn? Sham tala zuha aliyah. When the pasuk says that is where you should bring it, that's referring to aliyah, which is the haktara, the burning of the karbon. And nunzainoha beza on top. When the pasuk continues by saying sham taseh, that's where you shall do. What does it mean you shall do? Zu shchitu zrika. That's referring to shchit and zrika, the other avoidus of the karbon. So that's all in the aseh. Now remember, in the lois aseh, it said pen tala. So we have this word aliyah, both by the lois aseh and the aseh. What's the limud? Ma aliyah shiba aseh. Just like the hala, the burning of the karbon, has an aseh. Harehu belois aseh. It also has a lois aseh. Av shchitu zrika shehen baseh. So to shchit and zrika, that they're in aseh, as we said, sham taseh is talking about shchit and zrika. Yuhu belois aseh, they also have a lois aseh. Even though it doesn't say sham taseh in the pasuk of lois aseh, we're learning this hekesh that just like the aliyah has a aseh and a lois aseh, the asiyah, meaning shchit and zrika, is going to have an aseh and a lois aseh. Now what's the question, Rabbi Lazar? Begin to chsev sham tala v'sham taseh. It's only because we have this limud of sham tala sham taseh that we're able to learn that since one of them has an aseh and a lois aseh, the other one, which only expresses an aseh in the pasuk, we could also apply a lois aseh to it. Ha ilule loy have chsev sham tala v'sham taseh. But if it wouldn't have said this beferosh, ein aseh melamed al lois aseh ve'ein lois aseh melamed al aseh, we wouldn't be able to say that the aseh teaches lois aseh or lois aseh teaches an aseh. Meaning, if we didn't have this limud that we just made, we would not be able to say that it's just a regular klalu prat and that the prat, which is a lois aseh, teaches on the klal that everything included in the klal has a lois aseh. It has to be done by this limud, not by a klal prat limud, which is what Rabbi Lazar would like to say. So this brice is clearly not like Rabbi Lazar. And the question is, ma'avad lo Rabbi Lazar, that's proper gear, so what does Rabbi Lazar do with this? How does he answer? And he explains as follows, that no, that really we could learn klal prat. The only reason why we dafka had to have this limud is for something different. Shaloi taimar, so that you shouldn't say, come out the tamer gabe Shabbos, like it's said by Shabbos, that chafar charetz not, if a person dug a hole or a ditch or stuck something into the ground, he's only chayv one and not individual lavim. And similarly, you might want to say shachat zark v'hela, if a person shechted, sprinkled blood and burned the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's only chayv one. Lefum kain tzarich meimar, that's why we have to have this drasha, the chayv al kolachas v'achas, you're chayv for each and every individual one, and that's why we had to have this braisa. We still could learn that there's a general lav for doing these avaidas outside the Beis HaMikdash from a klalu prat, and that would still fit with Rabbi Lazar. And now the Gemara tells us kol hayatanin avos yeshlan toldos. Anytime we have the word avos in a Mishnah, that there's general categories of something, that means there's also toldos, there's subcategories. For example, tamantanin over there we learned in a Mishnah, arbavos nezikin. There are four main categories of nezikin. Hashar, that's the first one. And what is shar referring to? Zahakaren, that's referring to a horn. Negicha udechifa av, if the cow gores or pushes with his horns, that's the av, that's the main category. And Tanaruchia taught, Nashach Ravat's bot, if the cow bit, crouched on something or kicked something, told us lekaren, that's subcategories of karen. So you see there's avos of nezikin and told us as well. Another example, tamantanin over there we learned avos hatoma, that here are the main categories of toma, hasheretz v'shechla zera, and told us hasheretz ezehu, what told us of sheretz? Rabbi Yehuda says b'shem Rav Nachum, madefais, which is basically lighter levels of toma. And ma'al madefais, what are these lighter levels? Maga'is, touchings. Namely, if a sheretz touches something, that thing becomes tame, but on a lower level. Avatoma, mitame sakal, and avatoma could be mitame everything, people, people and even kelim vlado toma, which is a lower level of toma, in mitame ela oichlenu mashkin, can only mitame oichlenu mashkin. We're not garis kli cheres over here. We're garis in three words, and oichlenu mashkin uchli cheres, food and drink, and earthenware kelim enu nasan avatoma tama ziva. They cannot become the avatoma level, which is a high level of toma, in order to makabel toma ziva. So that's two examples of what that means, that we have an av and a tolda. So v'hacha taninon avas malachas arav chazer achas. In our mishnah we learned that there's 39 avas malachas, which means that there's going to be toldas. So we pick on the first one in the mishnah, charisha av, plowing is an av, and Tanur Rav Chiya teaches in a brisa, chafer charatz not, if he dug a hole, made a ditch, or poked something into the ground, toldas l'charisha, those are all subcategories of charisha. Further discussing this, kol avas malachas min mishkan lamdu, all avas malachas are learned from the mishkan, as we've said previously, any avodah done in the building of the mishkan, that's an av malacha. And so the question is, ma charisha is a mishkan, what type of charisha was there in the mishkan, where did they plow? And the answer is, shayu charshali to salmanin, they had to plow in order to plant the herbs that were necessary. We needed herbs for the Shemana Mishkan, for the Ketores, and for the different dyes that were used for the cloths and the ureas and things like that. And that's where Harisha is in the Mishkan. The question is, Kama Yachrosh Ve'chayev, how much does a person have to plow on Shabbos in order to be Chayev? From Matanya Amar, he says, Kedei Lita Kresha, all he has to do is plow a little hole, make a tiny little hole in the ground, in order to be able to plant a leek seed. Rav Acha Barav says, Kedei Lita Zachrusa Shalchita, in order to plant a little kernel of wheat, which is even smaller than a leek seed. Now, once we just mentioned planting on Shabbos, we now bring it up in another aspect. We know that in order to be chayav for carrying food between different rishuyos, the minimum shear is a regaris, a dried fig. But when it comes to caring for planting, the shear is smaller. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Tamatanin over there, we have a Mishnah, Zar Kishuim Shnayim Chayav. If a person carries out two Kishuim seeds, he's going to be chayav. Zar Deluim Shnayim, Zar Paul Mitzri Shnayim. If he carries out two of any of these seeds, he's going to be chayav because that's chasher for planting. Now we talk about something regarding eating. Tani was taught, Chita Medios Shtayim. If a person carries out two wheat kernels from Madai, he's going to be chayev, even though these are meant for eating and not for planting, and this is much less than a gregaris, and the question is why? So Rav Shmuel says, B'shem Rav Zeira, chiten, this type of wheat, Aideshin Chavivos, since they're very beloved, they're very chashev, people really want them, not chasam alfa on top, asu oisen kishar zaron igino she'in achalin, Chazal treated them like other garden seeds that are not edible, such as kishun and diluin, which the shear for carrying those out on Shabbos is two. Also, in regards to chitim, the shear for carrying them out on Shabbos is just two, even though again, it's much less than a gregaris. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about Harisha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.